This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The Aurora Police Department is responding to criticism for recruiting new officers at last week's campaign rally for former President Trump. Aurora Police Chief Todd Chamberlain said in social media posts that his department is an apolitical organization that recruits at all major gatherings and that the department would also recruit at rallies for Kamala Harris. The family of an asylum seeker who died in ICE custody is suing the company that runs the Aurora detention facility. Aaron Slade, the attorney representing the family, says Melvin Calero Mendoza's death was preventable and caused by medical negligence.
Melvin died because the medical staff here failed to diagnose and detect a dangerous blood clot in his right leg. Melvin should still be alive today.
State lawmakers have called for better oversight at the facility, but advocates say it's not enough. CPR News has reached out to the GEO Group for comment. ICE says it does not comment on pending litigation. The man who died in an elevator accident at a tourist mine last week will be honored tomorrow. The town of Cripple Creek will hold a funeral procession for 46-year-old Patrick Walter Weir. The tour guide died when an elevator going down into the Molly Kathleen mine malfunctioned. Four others were injured in the accident, and a dozen people were trapped in the mine for hours. Tomorrow morning's procession starts at 10 and will run west up Bennett Avenue. Eastbound lanes of US 36 are back open after a crash on the highway near Broomfield. You are listening to CPR News. It's 7:06.